This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm Kiefer Sutherland, and I'm proud to introduce a special preview of the new season of 24. But first, I wanted to take this opportunity to thank all the fans across the globe for your continued support. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the clip.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Holy caffeine! Holy fruit salad.
I'm curious, have you ever Googled anybody? Do you use Google?
Occasionally. And one of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps. It's very interesting to see. I forgot the name of the program, but where you get the satellite and you can, like I kind of like to look at the ranch on the Google and remind me of where I want to be sometimes.
He's mentally retarded.
Holy heart failure! Holy nightmare. Holy Las Vegas.
Let's go. Prepare for countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last off to adventure.
I want to Don and Mike, but I want to all of you. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the radio. You have wit. And I don't know how you do it. You really...
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Say, I see you got some pretty good talent there for your show.
You think they're talented?
Well, no. I mean, most of them are pretty lame, right?
Hi, this is Donnie and Rebecca from Madison, Wisconsin. And you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. Go Pack.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come on, make me mad. Make me mad or I'm gonna be really mad.
It's time for Don Geronimo. Live on the air, he can get psycho. He's not a man to cross or storm. If you do, he might just say,
screw off!
The master mimic might go mad, bro. Drinking so much that it would scare ya. Saying things that are smart and bold. Asking questions like,
you have a hot dog that's how old?
Buzz Burbank with the news, let's do.
Grass, mescaline, cocaine, uppers, downers.
And ladies, buzz is smooth. Wonder to himself,
where can I find a photograph of you?
Rob Speedwack is a good little monkey.
Also known to be an eBay junkie.
The beginning of the show, he always does christen.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
And what could be said about Joe Unger? Known to be the oldest phone screener. Down is always getting stupid questions from him. Stupid questions like,
are we done with porno names then?
And that leaves us John. Probably gets more than Joe and Rob.
Thinks one day he's gonna be gone.
But obviously, that's wrong.
So sit back, relax, and just let it go. You're listening to The Dynamite Show. The Dynamite Show.
We're all in agreement.
The Dynamite Show.
That one's good enough to go every day.
Yeah. That gets me ready to do a show. That really does.
That's a courtesy of loyal listener Donnie Seldon.
Thank you, Donnie.
Donnie.
The Dynamite Show.
Donnie Bonnie.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hello!
To the right. Stadio. MCs.
Hello.
This is, look out.
Whoa, look out.
Step it up.
Hello.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Thank you!
Cut the jibber jabber.
Today we're talking about drunken mistakes.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
You know as well as I do that you will be drunk tonight.
He's a fag.
Oh, I don't know where that one came from.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
I will never kiss your big, fat, square ass, and that's what will be required in order for us to get along.
Okay. It sounds like I was talking to Rush.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
You're in a fog. You're in a haze. Your reasoning ability, your compass is way, way like off that. Here.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Now, somebody's not telling the truth here.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
I will never kiss your big, fat, square ass.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
I hope you said everything you wanted to say to me today, because it's the last chance you'll ever have.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
You better say a bunch of extra prayers, because I hope you go to hell.
That's just
great. I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
You can suck this.
I know that.
Suck on that, losers.
Oh, Jesus, where's that?
And now, ladies and gents, it's Don and Mike.
Wow, that works.
You can tell.
By the smell. Oh. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday.
Wednesday!
1025-06. That is Rocktober 25th, 2006. One phone number. 24 lines from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. That's our toll-free number. Can't hear us on your computer, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live, we're right there. Want to send that voluminous fan mail? Oh, we love the email, the fan mail.
Oh, man, we can hardly get through it.
Send it. It's a confetti parade. It's a ticker tape parade every day with all the ripped-up emails we get.
It's delightful.
Send them to us during the show. Email at DonandMikeWebsite.com, and you will... We get adored by our webmaster, Yanni. We're also there for you on iTunes. And I think we gave the phone number about 8,000 times, right? Because all the lines are ringing.
Line.
Like this one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's you.
Hi,
it's you.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
Now we've said hello.
First call of a brand new show.
Yes,
first call of a new day.
How do you do? What can we do for you?
I want to know what happened to the song Holiday Spook Outside the Window. Holiday Spook Outside the Tree.
Ma'am,
I can't say them for the life of me.
The spooks,
remember that song?
The
you
spooks.
Me up.
Why do I feel such hostility this early in the show? There's no reason I should feel
that.
There is. Woman.
Yeah, the spooks that you're speaking of are not the holiday spooks. They're the Halloween spooks.
Halloween spooks.
And they were here yesterday.
And maybe the day before.
And maybe the day before that.
And certainly many, many times last week.
The spooks today, ma'am, the spooks are out candy striping.
You just stop it when we're going to be talking about spooks.
Okay. I love listening.
I was talking to Rob, not to you.
Okay.
Now, do you listen on a regular basis?
No, only on my way home from work.
Well, that would be a regular basis if you go to work regularly and you tune in every day.
No, I'm just a part-timer, just two times a week.
You have no right to request or demand anything. You have to listen every day.
That's all we ask, 20 hours a week. Come on, you must spend that much time plucking ingrown hairs. 20 hours a week.
What do you do 2 days a week? Are you work at some library, or do you work for free? Are you a volunteer?
Out call?
Nurse's assistant.
Ah, so you do you volunteer, or do you get paid?
I volunteer.
Mm-hmm. You volunteer.
Candy Star. You mommy?
No.
You're not a mommy.
No, I'm not.
Then how do you support yourself?
Well, my hubby supports me.
Your husband? So you're a stay-at-home do-nothing?
Stay at home, do nothing, and a lot of volunteer work.
Like your poor husband.
Wow.
Your poor husband.
Well, that's,
I'm getting ready to pull in my garage, though, so I'm afraid I'm going to lose you. Wait.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. Yes. Right.
I'm sure it's a nice. Is it a three-car garage? Four-car garage?
Two-car.
Two-car. What are you driving?
Lexus.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Lexus, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Robots.
RX 300, but it's a 2000, so, it, you know.
Oh, poor girl, you're slumming, aren't you?
Womp, womp, womp,
womp. Oh, girl, when you go to do your charity work, you have to drive a five-year-old Lexus.
Would you like to sing the song again?
Okay, let me see if I can get it right this time. Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Now, you really don't have the melody.
Not quite right.
Okay.
It's very close.
It's like probably many things in your life right now, just not quite right.
No, she got one thing right. She got a guy to give
She
got a guy to give her a ring, and she don't have to do anything. She doesn't have to work.
How long have you been married?
She doesn't have to squeeze out a baby. All she's got to do is drive her Lexus around in 2 days a week, J-O her mind by saying that she's giving back to the community.
I'd love to know how long she's been married.
17 years.
Oh, 17 years. So you're not going to have kids?
No, not at this stage of the game.
Is your husband considerably older than you?
3 years older than me.
3 years older than you?
Really not considerably. What do you look like?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because perhaps he's her sugar daddy.
I'm kidding, of course.
I'm telling you, you hit the gold mine. You got a guy. You didn't have to do it. Did you ever have to work?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when did you stop working?
I got laid off, and then I decided, you know what? I'm going to give back to the community.
How long ago did you get laid off?
It'll be a year in December.
Oh, all right. So for 16 years of the marriage, you've worked?
Yeah.
Ah. Well, then here we are giving
That's
you
a little
hard,
different.
We're
now,
giving you
changes the perspective on it a little bit.
Did you pull your fair share?
I think I did, yeah. I worked for a big company.
And what did you do before you got laid off?
Admin assistant.
An administrative assistant.
Also known as secretary.
Secretary, right.
Rob, I don't think she was doing that.
Rob is aping the fact that you were having sex with more than one man at a time.
Wow.
No.
Does hubby listen to us?
No. I'm afraid not.
I didn't think so.
Why is
he gay?
Why is that?
Because he's a fag.
Men who don't are.
That would be the only possible reason. You're right, Professor.
Thank you. Thank you very
That's
much.
That's why Frank has a doctorate.
It's her. She
from
brought
FU,
it out.
Fag University.
So you listen and your husband doesn't.
Does not listen.
He doesn't. Maybe he does. We don't really talk about
who is the celebrity you most resemble?
You know what? I've been told Deborah Winger.
That is an immediate.
I'm sorry, that's an immediate disqualification.
Good day, madam.
Scrub Brush Central.
And that's when she was young.
Deborah Winger.
God knows, I haven't seen her in years.
In years. Jesus
Christ, Deborah Winger. God, lie to us, say anything except the truth.
I just can't believe they formed a whole band as a tribute to her.
That's right.
The band is
Winger.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, hey, way to go, Kip Winger. I thought you were going like with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
No. Winger.
Hello.
Hair Band.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, man, I'm totally down with Winger.
They're like right there with Warrant. Wake up.
No one's as great as Warrant, Mike.
No one.
Never will.
No,
not
never
even
approach.
Not even Whitesnake.
Yeah. Great Hello. White for a while until that big fire thing happened.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey,
Don, is this Don?
And Mike, we're both here.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don. George from Baltimore. How you doing? Great show, guys.
Yes, George. I'm so
I could
glad
never
you
guess he was from Baltimore.
Hey, hon.
Yeah, Baltimore Marlin.
Right.
Yeah, no, I just want to call you guys up, say good show, keep it up, and enjoy listening to you up here in Baltimore.
Man, that was positively worth this call.
Thank
man,
you,
my
hon.
Humble opinion.
Thank you, hon.
Here you go.
All right, man. You guys keep it up.
I'm telling you, I'm doing everything I can. Mike, it appears that, as always, you are bordering on the cusp of maybe having fun.
Yes.
Your playful Mike Tyson sparring fun with our listeners.
Yes.
Or being yourself.
Yes.
I on the
other
hand.
Having a total meltdown.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I am keeping.
I have no idea. I came in a perfectly good mood.
I am keeping whatever my medical condition is.
Yes.
It may be psychotic. It may be
right.
Actual. I'm telling you, I am just a firecracker waiting to explode.
Right.
This is not a case of.
sleeping wrong.
Right.
This is not a case of sitting in the wrong position.
Right.
I don't know if I'm catching a cold.
Right.
I don't think so, because it hurts a little bit when I swallow.
Okay.
And it hurts like, you know, I've had a sore throat. Everybody's had the glands up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when I swallow, it hurts way down here, like touching my left shoulder.
Oh.
And also, I've discovered this over the last, oh, I don't know, 2 days.
Yeah.
And this makes it fun to drive, that it really hurts to turn my neck. And I can only turn my neck about that much until it starts to hurt.
Is it like a crick in your neck that you get from keeping the window open or something?
It is no, but I've had the thermostat on. It's nothing like that.
We'll get you to a medical professional.
I do not know what the
or
frig
a
is.
Chiropractor.
I don't know what the frig is going on. And it was doubly bad today because I got up and I thought, oh Christ, I feel like Tim McWilliams. Now Tim McWilliams is a guy that used to work at our radio station, sales guy. For whatever reason, his neck was screwed up.
I think he broke his back.
He could never turn his head.
Yeah, he had a construction accident, I think, and he couldn't move his neck.
To say hello to you. He would have to actually physically turn his entire body.
Rotate.
Hey there, Donnie.
And he just, shipped around the whole way. So you're the same way?
Yeah, and it's hurting,
and it's making you ornery?
Yeah, and it's that weird, you know, it's like, what the frig is going on? And I would go to the doctor, but I'm afraid the doctor would say something like, hey, you big pussy, here's a lollipop, you have a sore throat, you know?
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
And more troubling than that.
Huh? To trouble you, we go to the same physician now. Does it bother you at all?
But no.
They might tie us in, you know, like do some sort of swabbing and realize that we've enjoyed it one time or another.
Mike, I think they know that already.
They probably do.
I think they know that already.
They probably do.
However, now you will not want to hear the other bit of news that I have.
What's
the
that?
Other bit of medical news.
Dear. What?
And this, I do not know how this happened. When I woke up this morning, not only was my neck and virtually my entire back stiff, like I said, so I couldn't move my neck or anything.
Yeah.
I noticed that I was walking gingerly, and I thought, what the frig? Because the first thing I thought is, like, immediately I think I must have Lyme disease.
Right.
Because I've been out walking the dog in the woods.
My God, it gets worse and worse.
Well, no, it's, hold on. That's not the case. Took the dog out for the walk, noticed, you know what it is? It's not really like an achiness in my legs. It's right in my crotch area.
Oh.
So I got home, and as it turns out, I don't know what it is that I was wearing that caused this reaction, but I can tell you that I can say this on the radio. My taint, exactly where my taint is.
Yes.
I had to put baby powder on it today.
A little chafing issue?
I mean, more than a... I mean, and ready for...
You've been wearing some very tight clothes lately.
I hope no one is eating right now.
Oh.
Because you'll love this mental picture.
They'll stop.
It's me on my bed, on my back, with one of those little mirrors.
Giving yourself an inspection.
One of those, round mirrors that Frida had that's big on one side, but on the other side, like super magnification, like for a woman, for a makeup mirror.
Right. Right.
And I'm holding that thing down here with my legs up like this.
Getting a view.
Getting a real good view, thinking, what the hell's going on down there? And I couldn't really find anything except it looked a little puffy.
Well, how much time do you do on the treadmill every day?
45 minutes.
That's a lot of exercise.
Minutes,
and that's where you...
I take the dog out for a walk for a half hour.
Probably where you get into trouble.
A lot of chafing.
But
you could be wearing, you know, just like boxer shorts and hop on a treadmill or do some exercise and run into that problem.
Why all of a sudden, though? And I mean, really, raw, angry, irritated. Like,
really?
Yeah, like diaper rash.
Wow, well, it's obviously that's what it is. It's a rash.
Thank you, Professor.
It's chafing.
You're two for two today. So, obviously, it's diaper rash that I have on my taint. Between my bum.
Is there anything on the thighs at all? Anything on the...
Negative.
Up in the crease of the thigh at
negative,
all?
Negative, Mike. Negative.
Well, keep it powdered.
Well, I did buzz.
I mean, anywhere you have a fold, okay? Anywhere like an armpit. Like the taint. Like anywhere where it's you know, there's skin rubbing together.
Right.
You're going to have some issues occasionally.
I do not know where this came from.
When Robin,
do you feel that it is the type of thing? Has it improved with the powder?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, feels
is
a little
it
better.
Medicated powder that you put on it?
Oh, just Johnson's baby powder.
Because if it doesn't get better, you might want to try some sort of like Lotrimin product.
Well, when Robert,
I am not going to put stuff for athlete's foot by my.
It's all the same.
I'm not going to put.
It's
athlete,
all the same.
Hold on, I'm not going.
Well,
put,
then use Cruex.
I'm not going to put athlete's foot on my balls.
Cruex.
I've got a better product for you.
What?
Robert had vicious diaper rash about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
That we could not figure out how to cure. The doctor said there's a product on your grocery shelves called butt paste.
Butt paste?
Exactly.
I'm not is putting... it like butt, like for the butt?
Yeah. And it's great.
The name.
It cured.
But you know,
this
seriously, baby's products do work for that.
Of my ailments, though, really, that one is secondary.
So the neck pain is the worst.
The butt paste will also work on
Well,
your
no,
neck.
Is the neck pain the worst, or is
the
butt pain?
No, the neck pain is just, the neck and back pain is killing me.
Are they related? The neck and the
only
the
because
pain.
I
sounds
tried,
to me if you're talking about
I've
having
tried
pain
for so long to do that.
If you're having pain
do.
Down there, you've done something to your musculature.
While you were sleeping,
you've done something where you might have exercised, you might have pushed something, and you know, do you lift any weights when you exercise?
No.
Chiropractor might help.
Yeah, please.
To snap you back.
We got one right next door.
I'm tired of getting on that merry-go-round.
Yeah,
Jesus
I know,
Christ.
But you're not
I'll just
like
wait.
Why don't we call the guy next door?
No, I'm just going to wait and see if it's Lyme disease. That's all.
Why do you think it would be Lyme disease? Have you
because
been?
Because that's the worst case scenario.
Are you sleepy?
That's the Beth Ann McBride thing.
I am sleepy.
Ah, well, that's one of the symptoms.
I know why you're sleepy. You go to bed at 10:30 and you get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right, that's 6.5 hours.
That's
7
not
hours
enough.
Of sleep.
You need more.
All right.
Everybody's different.
Kim Jong Il only sleeps for 4 hours a day.
See. Who?
Kim Jong Il.
Well, look what he's doing.
That's true.
Makes him cranky.
He's a screw up.
But he can move.
I don't care
neck,
if he's the head of the country.
Right.
He's still a screw up.
I wonder if he's got diaper rash.
Have you tried this move
on his balls?
You know he don't.
You know when you stretch your neck, you kind of push your head to the right.
Yeah, you
tried,
you know, the tilting and turning.
You feel a little crack. Have you ever cracked your own neck?
No.
Oh my God, I do it all the time.
I can't do it.
I
you
can't
just do
either.
It. Just
show us.
You just do it. Well, what you do is you take. I'll take the headphones.
What I'll probably do is go to the acupuncturist.
What you really do?
I've not been to see. I've been like 6 months since I've seen her.
I'm showing him something here. All right. I am a little edgy, too, I suppose. I don't know why.
What
Here
is your
go.
Reason?
I have no idea.
Your balls aren't on fire. Your neck, your head doesn't feel like it's going to fall off.
No, I don't have any appreciable maladies. I'm actually feeling quite healthy.
You don't feel pain when you swallow. And I can't tell you how many times during the show today, during commercial breaks, I'm going to be forced to swallow.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, so it really hurts?
I'm talking about the way you guys treat me during the breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, constant.
Swallow, swallow, swallow.
Constant physical abuse.
You like
swallow.
It.
You all take right. your hand, yeah. you just your fingertips like this.
Uh-huh. See where my,
uh-huh. and right behind the ear, and then you kind of lean to the left, and there. I just got it right there. I just got a little
it.
Crack there. You know, it's not going to be like crunch, but then you do a little push there, and you kind of go, not exactly sideways, more forward into the side, and you just do that. And what it is, see these muscles right here?
Yeah.
You're not. You're absolutely you're not even paying any.
No,
I'm trying
not.
To help.
You're not a doctor. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Did you crack your
You're
neck?
Just my friend. You're not a doctor.
Hey, Donna Mike.
But I'm just trying to, you know, I'd take advice
Mike, I'd like
from you.
I'd like to listen to our listeners.
I'd take advice from you.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm fine.
You might want
fine. I'm just feeling a little neglected right now.
You might want to get away from Don. Sounds like he's got meningitis. No lie.
Meningitis.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Does that include an inflamed taint?
Absolutely. I mean, the neck, the
that.
Back, the
What about
wait
my balls?
A minute,
what about
the taint?
What about my balls?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Are you a doctor?
I've had it.
You've had what?
What were your symptoms?
Spinal meningitis. I had
it's entire
extreme neck pain, neck back pain, back stiffness. Pain.
Yeah, which is the symptom, I should say, for about
joint.
A million things.
Yeah, which also could be, as Buzz said, you know, as pedestrian as sleeping on it the wrong way.
And point of order, G. Gordon Liddy taught us it's pronounced meningitis.
Is that how he pronounced it?
Yes.
Oh, my
meningitis.
God.
What about the taint, sir?
Well, yeah, what about my balls?
Now wait a minute. Now you gotta clear something up.
It's right.
It's either the taint or is there any on the bag?
No, there's not. No, there's not. It's right.
Then it's the taint.
It's right between.
It's the nacho.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. You like that one?
And it's a handsome one too.
Nacho.
I've never really taken a look at it before, but I said that make a handsome Christmas card photo.
You're gonna keep that mirror handy now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
I'm going to use that as my new avatar now. Whenever I send someone an email, picture of my taint.
You legs up in the air.
My inflamed taint.
My God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, Don. Hey, Mike. I actually had a fall at work, fell off a ladder a couple weeks back, and I just went to my chiropractor, and I've got a lot of spasms going on, and told him about it, and he said, yeah, there's actually something going around that could be causing that.
And although you fell off a ladder, though.
Causing what? What did he say is going around that could be causing? I hate it when people talk about medical
things. Hold on, excuse me. Just one second. Point of order here. He fell off a ladder.
Yeah, he fell off a ladder, but then he said something's going on. What did your doctor say is going on,
what,
going around?
Stupidity?
The ladder was broken.
Come on. Come get to it. What did he say is going around?
He said there was a virus going around. A
virus, like a meningitis virus?
Well, it makes you tense up and get spasms and...
Moron.
But you...
Unbelievable. I hate it when people try to give us information and it's not complete.
But you hurt your back or neck because you fell off a ladder.
Oh, yeah, I actually broke it, but I
well, you broke your back?
Yeah.
You broke your back.
So, and you broke your back because you fell off a ladder. So what does that have to do with meningitis?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with meningitis, but it has something to do with the way you're feeling as far as, are you getting spasms in your neck?
No, I'm not. The only
if Don broke his back, I would venture to say he wouldn't be here.
The only spasm I've got right now is you on the phone. Jesus Christ. You're making me shake worse than Michael J. Fox.
This is why we will be invaded by China.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. You know why?
Why?
Because why? The restaurants will be called American food. You won't say who wants to go out for Chinese.
Let's go down to Americatown.
Yeah, hi, Buzz.
Hi. According to the Meningitis Foundation, yes, a rash can be one of the symptoms of meningitis.
Look at... How unbridled the thrill that he has.
Joy. No, I'm
passing
shocked.
That. I'm, no, it was joy. In your eyes,
joy.
Look at his joy.
Right. Look, he's laughing.
Look at his joy.
Look at him.
You know why he's feeling...
like someone just said to him, you won the freaking lottery.
You know why there's joy? Because he's on the other side of that glass.
Hey, Buzz, think. Hold out. Maybe I've got nut cancer.
No, I don't
think
so. I think more likely meningitis.
Have you called our guy? Now I can say that.
Mike, he's... He's my guy.
he's my guy too now.
No, hold on, but you are getting sloppy seconds on that.
When do I get to call him my guy? How long do I have to wait?
You know when you do?
When?
Because I'm highly dissatisfied with my dentist.
Yes.
When I switch to your dentist.
Oh, that's you got to do
you
that.
You got to do it.
When I do that,
he's the best.
When I do that, and
I can call our guys.
And I'm just about right. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we can. Because
I realize that someday that's probably the only way we're going to see each other. You know, can you imagine that? You and I just be sitting there walking into a waiting room when the visits are more frequent. It's like, hey, how you doing there? Oh, I didn't know you were seeing our guy today. How's it going?
Not me. Not me. I'll be one of those turds that they find.
Somebody goes in the house and is like,
cats eating me. You know, they're saying he just refused to go to the doctor.
Cats eating you.
He just refused.
Oh, my. I've never. And it's like a scene from CSI where the people walk in and go, man, I've never seen anything like that before. Never seen anything
with
quite
the mask
like that.
On. How do you go through that? You get used to the smell.
Of course, yeah. It'll be the same way with me. That's because, you know, we're both saying, because we're both going to be alone. It'd be like the kids coming over. Where's Grandpa? Grandpa, there's a cat eating Grandpa's foot. Jesus Christ, call the paramedics.
Well, Rob,
it won't be that way for me. I'll be discovered at Robert's 6th birthday party.
Just sitting in a chair.
That's soon.
That is the way Rob will go, too. Rob will just be sitting there. Hey, Daddy, did you see that present? Daddy?
It's the same. They'll finally figure out. Hey, wait, Rob's dead.
Well, his head's the color of a tomato.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Oops, hold on. Which line? Line, whatever. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I think I know what you got, Don.
Line whatever. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think it's homosexual anal rectal itching inflammatory disease.
Oh, well, you said that so fast and everything. You really couldn't get it.
It's because this guy's a smart aleck. He's a wisey.
I'd take your compliment, but I'll tell you that that's probably true because, you know, I do enjoy homosexual experiences. I mean, you're really not going to win some kind of a battle like that. But,
well,
when it comes to the butt, I'm a butt lover.
Your neck hurts to swallow.
Sure does, and that's it.
He's out now. Yeah. Meanwhile, Dr. Giggles over there hasn't, I think, given you even half the information he's got.
Run out of symptoms.
You got a lot of stuff over there?
Yeah, well, I found more, but I really think you should see a doctor. As soon as possible.
Stop that as soon as possible. Hello, Don and Mike.
Sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Does it really say rash as part of it?
Yeah, it says it could break out anywhere. It's associated with a stiff neck and a rash. One thing you should do, is the rash purple? You looked in the mirror. Is it purple?
I can't. It was kind of, yeah.
If you press
Let's have a look.
You need to get out.
He's a fag.
Get out your mirror again and press it, and if it turns white, that's not good.
Oh, listen, I'm not going to play with myself with a mirror during the show.
That could be fun.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, this is Kim. I'm the girl who sells butt cream.
Yeah.
I came in to call you.
Are you the one that gave us the rectum?
Oh, yeah. The physician's
the model of the rectum.
The hemorrhoid, right. Sure. Yes. Hi, hemorrhoid lady.
Well, it will help what you've got, and I have a doctor who's a big fan of the show. I'm sure she will write you a prescription, and I can drop it off tomorrow.
Honey, listen, thank you, but I'm not going to take, like, a prescription for some ass cream over the telephone. Thank you, though. I will probably perhaps see it. Oh, Buzz would take
and
it,
tomorrow,
though.
Yeah, bring it by anyway.
Tomorrow may be too late.
Yeah, well.
Hello there. I can't believe that Buzz says that the symptoms you have are related. I didn't think they could possibly
Me
be.
Me either. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Hi. Here's Fatal. Here's Fatal Johnny.
Hope your affairs are in order.
What's up?
I am recovering from surgery in the testicular region.
See, I told you it would go right to the balls.
Did you have a vasectomy?
No, I had what's called a varicocele. It's, you know how fat chicks get a varicose vein in the back of their
neck? Did your neck hurt?
I'm starting to, like, pass out.
At
this
any point, did your neck hurt before you got your balls cut on?
A little bit.
Bye!
No, not related. No.
Sorry.
No.
I can live with meningitis.
Meningitis.
I guess, yeah. Meningitis.
Bacterial or pneumococcal meningitis.
What's pneumococcal?
Well, that's what
that's what I got.
That's what a doctor needs to test him for.
But there's also spinal, right?
That's another form of meningitis.
That's brain swelling.
But
Jerry Lewis had that.
This sounds
Did he?
Different.
Yeah, but he's better now.
Why'd you look at me and kind of have a twinkle in your eye when you said brain swelling?
No, I didn't look at you with a twinkle
Yes, you
in my
did.
Eye. No.
You said, that's brain swelling. You looked right at me like, hmm. I would do it if I could move my neck enough to indicate
I'm not feeling any joy.
How your head snapped around.
No.
Brain swelling.
No. I don't feel any joy whatsoever because you know why? So I'm sitting there right across from you. You know, you're breathing on me every day. I mean, that's it. You know, and how many times over the years have, you know, if you got it, we all get it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, and vice versa. If I have it, Rob gets it, you get it.
The way we hang out.
Well, I mean, really, this place, this is a Petri dish right here.
Well, this is a cleaner Petri dish than we were in before.
Feeding Buzz information right and left here.
Why? What else?
Anything else? Nothing new. Nothing new. Just see a doctor.
The engineers will
like
get
when?
It, too.
As soon as possible.
No, seriously. Like, as soon as possible would be go now.
Well, okay.
Go
as soon
now.
As it's reasonable, I guess.
Don't go
if you're
now. I'll have
okay.
a panic attack.
Well, then you'd have to go with him.
Huh?
You'd have to go with him.
No, I'm counting on him playing out the strings. Oh, hot hate.
Here is a guy who's had meningitis. Bill. I'm sure I have meningitis. Hello, Bill.
Bill sickness.
Hi, Billy.
Yeah, hey. Bill. Yeah, yes, get to it. What can we do for
What's
you?
What's up, ill Bill?
Yeah, I think you guys really need to be checked out. Don, you have the symptoms of when I've had meningitis from head to toe.
Like, really, are you being serious?
I'm being serious. I think it...
What was that guys? What was that plural thing we need to be checked out?
No, it's safe and sorry. Go ahead and get checked out, man, seriously.
Hey, Billness, how do they treat it?
Billness.
Do they treat it?
How do they treat meningitis?
You can't really treat it. It's a viral infection. So it's a virus. You need to get checked out. In case it's not, then you're all right.
How were you treated?
You had it. How did they fix it?
Hello?
Yes, you said you had meningitis. How did they treat it?
He had ear meningitis.
He just hung up. Mike, I think he really had meningitis.
He's lying.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
A virus doesn't...
Buddy.
Oh, hey, hi there.
Hey, you got a classic case of RB, raw butt or raw balls. It is created from working, getting sweat dripping down, and because of the butt hairs, that's where you get the shaping.
Right.
I get it all the time from working.
Okay, listen. All right, maybe with the diaper rash, we're all as one on that is, excuse me, not as pressing as...
This is Dr. Darlin calling.
As the other thing.
Dr. Darlin.
Now, a virus doesn't react to antibiotics,
Are you still
right?
freaking out about the virus?
Yes.
Are you freaking out about the meningitis thing?
Sure.
We all are a little bit.
But none of you because of my health, of course.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh,
it's totally related. Your health is related to ours.
No, that's what I mean, though. It is the...
If you've got it, you've already got it.
I'd be
you
same.
Think so?
Sure.
I would be the same way. And then you'd be sitting in my seat going, well, here I am saying that I've got something that, as far as I know, could, you know...
Kill all of us.
Well, I don't think it'll kill us.
No, not all of us.
All you guys care about is yourselves.
Hey, you know what? You know, you're in the building, too, there, Mr. Mann, and you've used the bathroom facilities, too.
Yes, I do.
Okay. It might not kill us. It'll hobble us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hobble.
Hello.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, Don, how long have you been dying now?
For about 2 days.
2 days now? Okay, well, good luck with that.
That was nice.
That's it.
Okay, bye-bye.
No real help. No real. Are you reading more about this, Buzz?
I've not categorized it as dying yet.
No, just circling and highlighting.
Sickness is bad, right? Makes you feel bad.
Whoa. How's your neck feeling now?
Same as it did 20 minutes ago. Same as it did
this morning?
Same as it did yesterday.
Not getting any worse?
Nope.
Has it, like, loosened up since you've gotten up and moved around a little bit?
Nope.
Boring. How about your rash? Does that feel like it's getting any better?
The only way I would know would be to reach down and touch it.
I guess so. But it doesn't feel any worse?
Really,
you said you were walking gingerly this morning.
The rash feels better after I powdered myself.
But remember, we need to touch it and see if it turns white.
I'm glad you said we need to touch it.
That was the royal way.
You want to make sure you get whatever it is I got. Go ahead, Robin, touch my taint.
Well, I would use a pen.
To see if it turns
I wouldn't out. Actually use a finger.
On a pen?
No,
you mean you wouldn't even use the eraser part of a pencil? You would use a pen, you bastard? Dr. Mengele? Okay.
You know, if you came into me and said you had a stiff neck and a rash down there, I would say the rash down there was probably because you've been working out a little bit, and it maybe manifested itself a little differently. All it takes is wearing a different pair of workout shorts. Have you worn any?
No.
Have you worn any different pairs of any clothing that you've worn differently?
Same stuff all the time.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I never launder them. That may be part of the problem.
Well, that could be a problem.
I never launder them.
Could be a little yeast infection.
Yes. Anyway. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I got some information about meningitis. I'm a nurse student. I know what's going on.
Hey, what's happening, Falker?
What's that?
Falker, you're a male nurse, right? Gay Falker.
You a pothead, Falker?
Am I a pothead?
You a pothead, Falker?
All right, we're quoting a movie called Meet the Parents. You obviously haven't clued into that. Now, do you understand what we're doing?
Yeah, I know. Gaylord Falker. I got it.
That's a funny joke. That's a funny joke, right?
Oh, it certainly is. I've heard it.
Thank you.
He says he's heard it.
All right, are you going to read from one of your textbooks?
No, I just had some more people have been calling. It's completely off.
Really?
Sounds like Jake Steinfeld calling in. He's a nursing student.
You know, he sounds like Rocky Balboa.
Right. Let me see, Mike. You're a nurse.
You.
So I have a deeper voice than you. Is that what you're upset about?
What?
I have a deeper voice than you. That we upset
about?
Yeah,
I'm very, very upset about that. Eat some of that dial tone, you loser.
Suck on that, losers.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Radio God. Hey, Don and Mike. I can't believe these people calling, man. They such dicks. Their real question is, when you was laying on the back in missionary position, did you have on a T-shirt or a white beater?
Just trying to get a picture.
That's the best call we've gotten so far.
T-shirt, friend.
T-shirt.
T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, that works for me.
Okay.
All right, I got to go.
Bye-bye. All right. Faggot.
That's a good call.
See you later.
A gay brother calling in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hey,
GN. Gay Negro.
Hello.
Or to be crude, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Perhaps Don is allergic to latex.
Perhaps I'm allergic to coming to work and to answering these calls. Ever considered that? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, this is Tom Graywolf up here in Baltimore. How you doing, my fellow Native American brother? How you doing?
Just fine, Graywolf.
Is your last name really Graywolf?
Yeah, it actually is, yeah. I'm actually a Virginia Indian. I'm Chickahominy and Mattapani. But anyway, look.
Well, hey.
Look, you don't. Yeah,
well, then,
actually,
hey.
I am. Look,
see you at the teepee.
You don't have meningitis. If you've had them symptoms for 2 days, if you had meningitis, your ass would be in the hospital dying already.
All right, thank you, doctor.
Bye-bye. All right, brother.
All right. I'm not your brother. Thank
and
you.
Hey,
a real medicine.
That was Grey Wolf, sober 17 days. Thank you, brother.
All right, well, you know, enough of that. I'll let you know what happens.
Yeah, please do. Especially down there.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I think that's just...
It's just chafing.
I think so.
Let's hope.
It was just intense chafing.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Joe calling from Mount Austin, Georgia. I think I've been to Grey Wolf's casino before. I had some hominy grits and black pea eyeballs there.
What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
Oh, dear.
I'm on some sort of delay.
Everybody cover your mouths. cover your mouths. He's coughing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me. I coughed.
He's coughing.
Excuse me. I coughed.
Anyway.
He's coughing. Can we wear those little Tokyo masks? Those little Tokyo surgical masks? That'd be funny.
Okay. It's about 15 minutes after the hour.
Coughing. I don't have meningitis.
Good afternoon.
That's Hugh Hamilton.
I'm Hugh. Hugh
Hello.
Hamilton.
Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Yes. You met me at my... This is Barbara Streisand.
Oh. Hey, what's happening, Barbara?
Oh, not much. You met me at my performance the other evening. I do have meningitis, and we did shake hands.
Mm. Yeah, okay, Barbara.
All
Barbara.
Right.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye, Bab.
Hello, gorgeous. Now you know.
Hello, Dolly. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Sal from New York, Salmonella.
Yeah, hey, Salmonella.
How you doing, guys? Listen, I think you need to see a psychiatrist, man. I mean, I like you and all. But you're gingerly walking. You're laying on the bed looking at your taint and your balls. That's usually where the neck pain comes from. I'm thinking maybe it's like, I just, maybe you're getting gay. Mike, look out, Mike.
Hey, that's all right. I've been gay for years. No problem at all.
Hello.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Don and Mike show. Yes, there is. Yes, there is, Mike.
Yeah. Well,
I'm okay to say that when my taint's not on fire. But when my taint's on fire, oh, my God, I'm as straight as the day is long. Hello, Don and Mike.
LHL, show. Let's have a look.
Hey, Don, this is Jerry again. I'm the one that originally diagnosed you with the meningitis.
Oh, Mike, AJT.
This is Jerry calling. Dr. Jerry.
Anyway,
AJT.
What's that?
Have a touch.
Have a touch.
Feel love. Feel love and have a touch.
Let me tell you how they treat it.
D-I-H-H. Does it hurt here?
They'll give you massive doses of steroids, and then they'll put you on acyclovir, which is basically an antiviral, the same type of medication they give people that have herpes.
This is Dr. Jerry calling it.
No, this
it's
just,
Dr. Jerry's Corner.
This just gets better and better for
doesn't
me, doesn't it?
Well, at least this is the first guy that called in with, like, if you had it, how you'd be treated.
Herpes medicine.
But meanwhile, you didn't describe the rash very well, did you? I mean, is the
well,
rash...
I haven't seen it yet.
Is the rash, can it be anywhere on the body?
Yes, it can appear anywhere. They say.
He's happy. He's so happy.
Yeah, just my luck. It would be between my balls and my hole.
That is lucky.
Yeah, boy.
But it's not the first time there's been a rash down there on somebody. You know, if it just like appeared on your arm, I'd be more concerned.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Really, where there's no friction.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Don, you were talking about you've got the furnace on at night and that kind of thing. Is it forced air in your house?
My God, every junior psychologist or doctor.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Hear me out.
Hey, guys, I work in the furnace area.
Yes, and Don usually straddles his vents. That's usually what happens.
Is it forced air?
That's how I got chafed. I was dry humping my vents.
I had a pinched nerve in my neck, and it was getting exacerbated until I started wearing a nightshirt and stopping the flow of air across my neck.
Well, I tell you what.
You can get a pinched nerve in your neck doing anything.
I do wear a nightshirt and a nightcap, much like in A Christmas Carol. When I throw open the door.
A door open the sash.
To see what's the matter.
I love that story.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don
Hello?
And Mike. Hello.
Hello, this is Jason, and I got meningitis right now.
I believe it, Jason.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is I'd have these episodes. I had these episodes for like a week. I'd like pass out, and I'd numb up, and we'd go to the doctor. And I went like 4 times, and the reason I wanted to call is finally, like, after they took me like the 6th time, they did a spinal tap, and they found out it was meningitis. And so... I just thought I'd tell you that's the test they need to do with a spinal tap.
That's good news.
Well, that's good. I like
that's
that.
That's the
movie.
Good news you were waiting
if
for.
If all I have to do is watch that movie, I'm all for that.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, that's
that would be for spinal meningitis, sir.
Well,
there are different flavors.
All right, I just thought I'd
that's
help.
Not viral meningitis, right?
Goodbye.
Right, it's not. And they
I shouldn't even have brought this up.
Oh, I just thought I'd try to tell you. They put me on hydrocortisone and just to deal with the pain because there was really no way to treat it. And I was
look at now. Hey, there's Joe paying attention. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, hydrocortisone.
Joe is back there like sleeping. Yeah. He hears that magic word and it's like, I might be interested in this conversation.
Time for the farm report.
Anything that ends in own. Mm-hmm. Gets all excited.
All right, goodbye. Hang up, Dr. Ass.
Except he never visits the work zone.
Well, we'll see what happens. Because see, here's the problem with this, is that I got to decide if I'm actually going to go to the doctor. Because what it's going to entail is, I imagine he's going to say, oh, you're sore here, you're sore here. And then I'm going to have to, you know, show him.
Yeah, show him the spot.
The area.
Well, are you that concerned about it? About the area?
No, but if
you're more concerned about the neck.
But if Buzz says the two are related, then wouldn't I have to show the doctor?
I'm saying, just remember what Buzz was doing a moment ago was the same thing the callers were doing.
No.
Taking brief snippets of information and, you know, blowing it up into something evil. I think you're fine.
Thank you. I do too, Mike.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
That's what I'm going to roll with.
And see, he does that so that I'll say, Buzz, is there more information?
There might be a little bit more.
Well, like what? Lay it out.
Well, I'm just looking
at your teasing.
Your wife works in the goddamn doctor's office.
Here's, according to the Meningitis Foundation, possible symptoms.
Soon to be our doctor.
You don't have to have all of these, or you don't have to get them all at once, but here are possible symptoms. Tiredness, headaches, short-term memory difficulties, concentration problems, temper tantrums, mood swings, aggression, balance.
See, hold on. Half of that is me all the time. Even on my best day.
Vomiting.
The temper tantrums, the yelling, the screaming.
Neck stiffness, drowsiness, dislike of bright lights, joint pains. Let's see, what else is here?
Any of the bright lights, joint pains?
No,
refusing food. Staring expression. Do you have one of those?
No. Mike just did.
And then
that's
rash.
Me.
Yeah, and the rash.
But it was the appearance of both the stiff neck and the rash that led us to believe that it could be pneumococcal.
Let us to believe. At the Burbank Medical Institute?
Yes.
Well, he's the closest thing we have on the show to a doctor because his wife works in the doctor's
According to
office.
The Meningitis Foundation,
our doctor,
these are symptoms of pneumococcal meningitis.
Soon to be our doctor.
Soon to be our doctor. When you go to Dr. Dana.
Why don't you just call your wife and ask her what I should
do? Yeah, call your wife, please.
She wouldn't know, but I'll call her.
Well, she could ask the doctor.
All right.
Oh, you know what? She could ask Nurse Bonnie for me.
There you go.
Hello. Oh,
hey, listen, whatever goes on, I do not want Nurse Bonnie looking at my angry taint.
But she wouldn't mind.
I want if Nurse Bonnie ever sees my taint, it's got to be absolutely like showroom perfect.
And how many of us have them when they're showroom perfect? You know? It's rare that they're showroom perfect. I'm talking
Buzz
about...
Buzz is holding up his hand.
I'm, of course, yours.
Mike,
I'm talking about groomed like the Westminster Kennel Club dog show.
I maintain mine like it with the interior of my car. Yeah. Buzz's hand goes up again.
Yeah, Buzz. That's why Buzz has that series of special combs.
I chamois mine. I armor all mine.
I pay a lot of attention to mine.
I put Rain-X on mine.
I pay a lot of attention to mine. I have Playtex wipes. I do.
That's good.
Just to be extra clean.
It's all about
there.
Hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Well, call your wife.
Okay, right now.
I mean, please, lickety split.
Don't wait for the break. All right. Great.
That's right. Mr. Can't Wait for Me to Croak. Just call her up real fast.
That would be, just so you know, that would be tremendously unfair. To
what?
Me, to me.
To all of us.
Right? What if I was to croak?
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
I mean, that's like a guy, that's like a cop, you know, that's on his last day at work.
Sorry to put you all out.
Don has a stiff neck and an irritated taint. And we've learned that these are two possible symptoms of pneumococcal meningitis. And we were wondering if you could check with Dr. Bombay and see if that's a possibility.
Okay, well, he's not in today. Let me run it by
Oh, my God, he's not in.
I feel all right with the other doctor. Ask the other doctor.
Fine. The two symptoms we're concerned about, well, actually three, tiredness, a stiff neck, and an irritated taint.
More than a stiff neck.
It's a rash.
Stiff neck and back. And also tell her, don't tell Bonnie about my taint.
And don't tell Nurse Bonnie about his taint.
Hey, Buzz. Yes. Temper tantrums.
He's got a rash and a stiff neck and tiredness.
I've had temper tantrums my whole life, Mike.
And a stiff back.
I know you have. You've had them for 20 years that I've known you, and I've had them, too.
No.
That's our personal.
The rash is on his taint.
You know, between my balls
right.
and...
You know. The nacho.
It's like...
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, now she gets it.
Now
and she's a stiff neck and back and tiredness. Those are the three
And
symptoms.
Hold on. And seriously,
wait, there's
more. This too.
One more.
Really, just a very dull headache.
A dull headache also.
That won't go away.
See, and I think it's pneumococcal meningitis. So if you could run that by one of the doctors and see what they think, that'd be very helpful.
Hey, when are we getting our flu shots?
Hold on. Marsha's saying something.
Oh, so the rash would need to be all over his body, not
uh-huh.
just in one area.
Right, so. No meningitis.
And
no
meningitis. Does he need to see a doctor about this? What? Say that again. You broke up.
Who?
You did. You broke up. Your signal
I love
broke
hearing
up.
Buzz talk to his wife.
Don Geronimo. You remember him?
Michael?
Yes?
She just said, Michael, don't yell at me.
Michael, don't yell at me. That was worth the call right there.
And we were just trying to get an answer to see if Don needs to see a doctor based on these meningitis-sounding symptoms.
And tell her you're looking them up.
He doesn't feel well. He's got a stiff neck and back, and his taint is irritated. Plus, he's tired.
That's not necessarily.
Well, thanks for clearing that up. I mean, I know there's no way you can diagnose over the phone, but...
It's a lot like their conversation.
All we really want to know is, does he need to see a doctor based on
these symptoms? And I'm not letting you off hook about that. I want to know about that.
Symptoms.
I'm really concerned about the flu shots. Because I was in our doctor's office.
Right.
Don's doctor's office.
Yes. The answer is yes. Yeah. The doctor says yes. Yeah.
Yes to what?
That he does need to see a doctor. Yeah, I know. The cell reception's not good in this
always
room.
They always say that, Buzz. But Buzz, ask him the truth.
Do you have a fever that you know of?
No.
No fever that he knows of.
And your color's good.
Thank you, darling.
And you're Mike welcome. Says his color's good.
But that might be because I'm part black.
Okay, you still should be seen.
Seen and be seen.
That's right. Well, thank
see
you.
And be
we
seen.
Appreciate your help. And
are you going to go?
I'm sorry about
no.
the bad signal.
Unless I feel like crap tomorrow morning.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Whew. Hey, you know getting back to Mr. Head over here, we're supposed to have our flu shot. We usually have them well by now. We've gotten them long since by now.
You know, if you really
we don't get them because your doctor... asked me, and I said, no, we're getting them on the air.
You know, if you really got a boner for it, you can go to Safeway and get them.
Yeah, but I was in the doctor's office. I thought we were going to do that thing on the air where we all get them.
I'll take care of it. We will have flu shot day.
Thank you.
All right. Anyway. And Buzz, thank you for calling your
bet.
Wife who works in the doctor's office.
Yes.
And could you hear the love? Yeah.
Good news is they might have been spatting, but your mind is clear about the meningitis.
Yes,
thing.
No meningitis. But really? I did like hearing Michael. Don't yell at me.
Yes.
They really are married.
And this
really,
time of
really,
year,
really.
This time of year, really, with the temperatures and all the different heating and cooling and heating and cooling, you know, at night you can turn a certain way and have the heat
all
blowing
right.
on you.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Now, the taint,
you,
I think, is just
you tell that
out.
To my balls on fire, okay?
That I can't comment on that. I'm not
you
really sure, but
that.
I would think it's because of your exercising.
Right, and then, you know. I just thank God Janet is working again. She's not hearing this now.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
will you share this issue with her at all?
What, about my back?
About the area. Because really, it's
about
always
my
better.
Balls?
Well,
yeah.
It's better to get a person to look at it.
I don't want her looking at it.
Well, that's what I was asking.
I'll tell her. Mm-hmm. Just for her own, you know, knowledge.
Enjoyment?
Well, you know, she's been intimate with me.
That's the thing. But the fact that she's been intimate with you... Probably you're not at the stage yet where you would want to share something bad.
No. We're going to have dinner tonight, and I really sincerely doubt.
I'd say before dinner.
That I'm going to roll in there and then say, hey, listen, before we eat.
Between the soup and the salad.
Let me pull down my pants and pull my ankles all the way back over my head. Take a good look at that taint. Now, Buzz says if you pull on it, it turns white, it's bad.
Press on it.
But obviously it's got to be all in different spots around the body. That's what they said. That's what the doctor said. He's still trying to ramp it up.
We need to break.
That's what they
do.
Said.
I know we do. All right. Well, anyway.
Don't yell at me, Buzz.
Nice shirt.
Thank you.
All right.
A friend of mine got that for me.
What, did you buy him the shirt?
Yes, I did.
Is that one of the ones you bought him?
Yes, I did. One of the good ones.
Yes, I did.
One of the ones that's not backless.
Ow. Ow.
It, what, it hurts to laugh?
Yes.
Like your neck or your taint?
My neck.
If you said both, you'd have a problem.
Not my taint.
You know, I would, boy, I tell you, that guy next door, you could probably walk next door during a break and he could fix you.
This is awful. This is maybe the worst opening segment ever.
Oh, I disagree.
I cannot believe, you know, yeah, it's not your self-esteem. You're not going to be the one driving home tonight going, Christ, I'm really irritated down there by my balls. I can't believe we spent the first hour of the show talking about that.
Well, we talk about everything in your life on the show. That's the way the show goes.
You won't be driving home to Don't Yell at Me.
Right. Buzz has established that for his drive home tonight.
Touche, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
But thank you for calling, Marsha.
Sure. That's true.
At Dr. Bombay's office. Do appreciate it.
I didn't even get to tell you what I had for dinner last night.
Fish sticks?
Burned on one side. Now, how does that make your neck feel?
Now you like them.
Fish sticks burned.
On one side.
Man, fish sticks. But, you know, in a way, you do live in the 50s house, don't you?
That is.
Fish sticks, dear. Mrs. Paul's.
It's not even Friday.
That is one of Rob's biggest complaints.
Carrie loves to cook.
And she knows it, too.
Yeah.
I just talked with him, like, how you doing? He goes, I'm looking at a plate of half-frozen or half-burned goddamn fish sticks.
This is not the first time it's happened?
I think if she would move the rack up in the oven, they'd cook more evenly. And they would not burn on one side. That's really? My thought. But I don't care enough to correct it.
We must break. But you know what? If Carrie is listening, she should know that you are complimenting her now behind her back.
Oh, about her magnificent breast?
You are.
You didn't eat the burned fish sticks, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no. Number one cause of meningitis.
Oh, now I got stomach meningitis? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the worst.
That's right.
I got to go check.
You know what happens when you get stomach meningitis?
What?
You forget to schedule flu shots.
We need to break. I need to go check all areas of my body for rash.
I know you do.
Got to get in the stirrups.
Well, we've got them here.
I know, in the office.
Jeff Lockridge has them up in his office.
Careful.
Hey, he's here today.
You're on dangerous ground, Mr. Spicoli.
He's here today.
I hope you said everything you wanted to say to me today, because it's the last chance you'll ever have.
He knows I love him.
I will never kiss your big, fat, square ass, and that's what will be required in order for us to get along.
I am not pushing the buttons now.
You are, Mike.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You better say a bunch of extra prayers, because I hope you go to hell.
Oh, God. It's from Mike to Jeff.
No, it's not. No,
it's actually from Mike to Harpo.
Harpo.
To the guy who doesn't speak upstairs.
Harpo. They've all been around today.
Set your ass down. You're not going anywhere.
One never knows when an engineer is about.
No, I don't think I would agree that it's inappropriate.
Right.
That's inappropriate.
Right, okay.
That's violating a boundary.
Okay, for goodness sakes.
Shut up!
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.